this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. We were just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. You care to join us? You never know what'll happen next when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Brian, help!
Whoa! Come on, back the way you came, and hurry up!
Whoa!
No! 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 No!
And now, Kids Radio's Playhouse of the Airwaves presents Pilgrim's Progress Revisited, based on the allegorical tale by John Bunyan. This is the story of a young man who lived in the Township of Evil. He carried a book in his hand and a great load on his back.
Boy, this thing is heavy.
And he was very unhappy.
What should I do? What should I do?
His neighbors noticed the young man's unhappiness. And one of them, a woman called Practical, approached him to ask him about it.
Christian? Christian.
For that was the young man's name.
Yes, Miss Practical? You've been behaving very oddly lately. What seems to be the problem?
This book.
Book?
Yes, it says that our city is going to be destroyed, burned with fire from heaven.
Well, Christian, you can't believe everything you read. Why are you bent over that way?
This load on my back has become very heavy. Funny, I never used to notice it before I read this book. What should I do?
Stop reading that book!
But I can't just ignore what it says. I have to do something about it.
Now, Christian, be reasonable. You're getting yourself all worked up over a book. Now, does that make sense?
Well, no. I guess not.
Of course not. Now, why don't you go on home, take a nice hot bath, and get a good night's sleep? That'll clear your head.
So Christian took Practical's advice. But when he awoke the next morning, he felt worse than ever.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
He took his book and walked out into a field, thinking the fresh air would make him feel better. But that didn't help either. And soon, Christian sank to his knees under the great load on his back.
Someone help me, please!
Suddenly, a man appeared in front of him.
Now, what's the matter?
Who are you?
Well, my name is Evangelist.
Where did you come from?
Oh, we're always popping up. Too much, according to some people. Now, what seems to be the problem?
Well, this book says that the city and country are going to be wiped out, and that I should run for safety.
Well, then why are you standing here? Run!
I don't know where to go.
Is that all? You need to go to the Celestial City.
Celestial City?
Right, the place of ultimate safety and rest. Of course, getting there is no picnic. The journey is very dangerous, filled with many enemies.
Enemies?
Yeah. Oh, and they won't let you in with that... smelly load on your back.
I've been trying to take it off, but I can't.
Well, of course you can't. It has to be removed for you.
Removed for me?
Yep.
Can you do it?
Nope.
Then how can
Head for the Celestial City and you'll find out.
How do I get there?
Well, you see that blinking light in the distance there?
Across the field?
Uh-huh. Now, when you cross the field, you come to a path. Follow the path to get to the light. Then you'll be told what to do. Well, don't just stand there. Get going.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And make sure you stay on the path. Don't turn away to the right or to the left. Godspeed.
So Christian began running across the field toward the light. But he didn't know that another neighbor, Mr. Pliant, had started running after him. And just as Christian reached the path, Mr. Pliant overtook him.
Hey! Hey, wait up! Wait, good neighbor Christian!
What do you want?
What do I want? Well, what do I want? Oh, yeah! It's all over town that you're hightailing it to the Celestial City. Is that true?
It is.
Ooh. Why?
To get the smelly load off my back, for one thing.
So that's what that odor is. Thought my deodorant stopped working.
And the other reason I'm leaving is because the Township of Evil is going to be destroyed.
What? Destroyed? Glad I didn't get that second mortgage. So, when's this supposed to happen?
I don't know, but the only way to be saved is by getting to the Celestial City. Do you want to come with me?
Come? With you? Come with you? Where?
to the Celestial City.
Ha! Do I look like the kind of guy who runs away from danger?
Actually, yes.
Good point. Let's go.
Christian and Pliant hurried down the path and soon came to the edge of a great swamp, which Christian's book called
The Bog of Discouragement. This place looks terrible.
Oh, I don't know. A few flowers, a little bulldozing.
The book says it's pretty dangerous. I wonder if there's a way around it.
Your book?
No, the bog.
Oh.
There isn't.
What are we supposed to do?
It says here that we have to continue on, and that we'll be okay as long as we keep going.
Keep going? Through that? Why, it's thicker than a really thick thing.
Well, we have no choice. Come on.
Ooh.
Christian plunged in, and Mr. Pliant timidly followed a short distance behind. They made their way very well at first. But soon, Christian stumbled because of his burden. He became stuck and started sinking in the mire.
Pliant, help!
Help? This mist is so thick you can't see your hand in front of your face. Of course, you wouldn't get much enjoyment from that anyway.
But I'm sinking fast. Please, help!
I can help you if I can't see you. Say, why'd you bring us out here anyway? You and your talk of that Celestial City.
Follow my voice.
Oh, no. You're not going to get me stuck. I've been stuck before, usually in restaurants with relatives, but not this time. Sorry, neighbor, but I'm going home.
Wait, please. I can't make it.
Pardon me. Do you perhaps require assistance?
Yes, please.
Very well. Then attach yourself to the end of this rope, and I shall pull you out.
Okay, I've got it.
Here we go. Keep on. That's it. That's it. There.
Thanks. I didn't think I was going to get out.
And what, may I ask, were you doing in there in the first place?
I'm going to Celestial City, and this is where my guidebook led me to.
Ah. Many people have tried to make that journey, but it is very difficult.
So I've noticed.
Oh, you will encounter things more terrible than the Bog of Discouragement. Ahead are lions, giants, dragons, darkness, and the ever-popular death.
Death?
Mm-hmm. Might I offer you a bit of sage counsel?
Sage counsel?
Advice.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I have heard of a village nearby. There you will receive rest and shelter, and perhaps find someone to remove the load off your back.
Really? That sounds great. How do I get to this village?
Climb the hill to the left. Just over it is the town.
Climb over the hill to the left. Got it.
Have a good trip, my friend.
Thanks again, Mr. Hey, what's your name?
Wise. Mr. Worldly Wise.
This hill has turned into a mountain. I hope I get there soon. Whoa! What was that? Earthquake! I don't think I like this.
Hey, you!
Mr. Evangelist! Whoa!
Why are you here instead of on the path?
I'm going to the village on the other side of this hill.
There is no village on the other side of this hill because there is no hill. It's a volcano.
Volcano?
Yes, and if you keep going, you're gonna walk right into its mouth.
What?
Come on, back the way you came and hurry up!
Right behind you! Whew. I'm sure I'm glad you came along, Mr. Evangelist.
Yeah. Well, why did you think there was a village there anyway, Christian?
Because Mr. Wise said there was.
Mr. Wise?
Yeah, worldly wise.
I take it you didn't read the book.
Yes, I did. Some of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you'd read all of it, you would have seen that it warns you about Mr. Worldly Wise and what a liar he is.
He threw me a rope when I was in the bog.
Well, sometimes he's helpful, but he usually gives bad advice. Now, from now on, stick to the path and read the book. All of it.
I will. I will.
Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it.
And so, Christian continued down the path toward the light as fast as he could. When he had traveled some distance, he saw that it was coming from the tower of a large castle. Christian raced to the castle gate. He tried opening it, but the gate was shut tight.
Now what? Whoa! Who's shooting arrows?
Looking around, Christian saw another castle across a ravine. A host of menacing archers were on the battlements, stringing their bows to shoot at him.
Hey, stop it! Wait a minute! The book! Here! When you come to the gate, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Just knock? Can't be that simple. On the other hand... Hello? Let me in! Uh-oh. Hey! I'm out here! Open the gate! No! Whoa! Whew, that was close. Thanks for pulling me in. Whoever you are.
I am the guardian of the gate.
Who are those guys with the arrows?
Archers of the Prince of the Devils. They shoot at everyone going to the Celestial City. You're fortunate to be alive.
I know.
How goes the journey so far?
Fine, if you like swamps, volcanoes, and being used for target practice.
It's dangerous, all right.
It'd be a whole lot easier if I didn't have this load on my back.
Your burden can be lifted.
Then you're the one?
No, not me. No man can remove it. It can only be removed at the place of deliverance.
Where's that?
The gate across the compound opens unto the path called Straight and Narrow. The path leads to a hill, and at the top of the hill is the place of deliverance. Come on!
Wait a minute. Last time someone told me to climb a hill, I nearly walked into a volcano.
Good boy. You're learning. Check your book to see if what I'm saying is true.
Travel the straight and narrow path, and ye shall find the place of deliverance. Just making sure.
The path was fenced on either side with a wall, and along this road Christian ran, or tried to run with his heavy load. At the foot of the hill, plagued with weariness, he stopped, next to an empty, open tomb.
Can't go on.
Don't stop now!
Mr. Evangelist?
You can make it!
With great effort, Christian struggled up the hill. And just when it seemed his strength would fail...
Yes, I made it!
Welcome.
Is this the place of deliverance?
Yes.
Well, what do I have to do?
Look behind me. What do you see?
It's... a cross!
Go stand beneath it.
Christian slowly walked up to the cross, and when its shadow fell across him, his load instantly broke free and slipped from his shoulders. It tumbled down the hill into the tomb, which instantly sealed itself. Christian slowly felt behind his back.
The burden is gone.
Gone?
Never to be seen again. Congratulations.
Gone! Gone!
And that's not the only thing. Look at your clothes.
They're new, and they're clean.
Yeah, I'm very happy for you. But you've still got a long way to go before you get to the Celestial City.
Yes, it's okay. What's next?
Well, go on down the path to a place called the Palace Beautiful. There you'll get more tools for your journey.
Palace Beautiful, got it!
Pace yourself! And don't let anyone pull you off the path! You hear?
No one will pull me off now. I'm free! Free!
Christian, now free of his burden, ran down the path at a quick pace. After a time, he entered a wooded grove and came upon a small shelter at the side of the road. In the shelter was a woman.
Oh, busy, so much work to do.
Her name was Busy Work, a craftswoman of fine jewelry and embroidered clothing. Christian stopped to admire her handiwork.
This is beautiful.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Well, it's about time you arrived. I need your help.
Help?
Oh, yes, with these adornments. Can't go to the Celestial City without adornments for the king, now can we?
These are for the king?
I just said that, didn't I? Now come help me.
Well, I really should keep going.
Oh, come, there's so much to be done. We've got to get busy. There's
well,
lots of
I guess it wouldn't hurt to help out for a while. These are gifts for the king.
And so, forgetting the warning to beware of those who would pull him off the path, Christian gave in to busy work. She stole his time with one meaningless project after another. And when he finally looked up at the sky...
Hey, it's almost dark. Excuse me, Miss Busywork?
Huh? What? What is it?
I was just thinking that we probably have enough gifts now. Maybe we should be moving on, huh?
Moving on? Well, absolutely not. Can't leave now. There's so much more to do.
But we've made just about everything there is to make. Now it's time to take it all to the king.
Nonsense. There's so much more to do. We must stay.
You can if you want, but I'm going.
Hey! You must stay, too!
Let go of me!
You must stay!
No!
Don't say that word again!
What word? No? I won't say it if you let me go.
But you must stay.
No! 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 I won't stay!
Christian broke free from Busywork's grasp and scrambled away as fast as he could. But he had spent so much time with her, it was now...
dark. Real smart. Ow!
And he couldn't see anything.
Ow!
Christian stumbled along for quite some time. Until at last he came to a little rise. As he topped the crest, he saw the lights of the Palace Beautiful.
All right!
He rushed forward, very happy, when suddenly... Two ferocious lions jumped in his path. They eyed Christian hungrily.
Nice kitty. Kitties.
Don't stop! Keep approaching the palace!
Are you nuts? If I move, these lions are gonna turn me into a hot lunch!
Suddenly, the palace doors cracked open, and a narrow beam of the purest light streaked across the courtyard to where Christian stood.
The lions are on long chains. If you keep strictly to the beam of light, they can't reach you. Come!
But what if the chains break?
Is your strength so small? Check your book!
Christian held the book up to the light and read...
Walk in the light. Beasts will not harm you.
Come!
Okay, here goes nothing.
Christian stepped forward. The lions roared and snapped, straining at their chains to catch him by the foot. But the promises were true. The lions couldn't touch Christian, for he stayed in the light and reached the doors unharmed.
Whew, I made it.
Your courage has served you well. I am the porter of the Palace Beautiful.
I'm Christian. I'm on my way to the Celestial City.
Can you prove this?
Prove it?
We must be careful whom we let in.
I had my burden lifted at the foot of the cross, and there I received this new suit of clothes.
Good. This house was built by the Lord of the Hill for the benefit of travelers such as yourself. So, with the Lord's blessing, enter.
Inside, the porter introduced him to another traveler, a young girl named...
Hope. May I travel with you to the Celestial City?
A wise suggestion. You shall both be desirous of each other's company before your journey's end.
It's okay with me. It'd be nice to have someone to talk to for a change.
Excellent. And now I'll show you the things you'll need for the rest of your journey.
The porter took them to a room filled with weapons. He gave each of them...
belts of truth, helmets of salvation, breastplates of righteousness, shoes of the gospel of peace, and for you, young lady, a bow and quiver of the arrows of love.
Thank you.
And for you, young man, the shield of faith and the sword of the spirit.
Wow!
And now you must eat and sleep, for tomorrow's journey will take you into the Valley of Humiliation, where you will face your greatest enemy yet.